We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Commission on Presidential Debates is in the process of determining new guidelines and rules for the next presidential debate. The Commission is working on all possible solutions, but they've let it be known that they will be making changes. The rules they lay out will not be subject to negotiation. The next debate will be a town hall format with only 15 to 20 people in the hall asking questions. Now, one of the key changes of the rules will be cutting off the microphones of President Trump and Joe Biden if they break the rules. They're not certain how they would carry out the plan, but that's the one change of primary concern. The Commission says the changes are in response to Tuesday's debate, where they focused on frequent interruptions by the president and mudslinging. Apparently, Joe Biden's interruptions are not worth mentioning, and identifying the mudslinging that came out of Joe Biden's mouth was not worthy of being highlighted. All right, unfair enough. The commission said the event made clear that the additional structure should be added to the format of the remaining debates to ensure a more orderly discussion of the issues. They went on to say the commission is grateful to Chris Wallace for the professionalism and skill he brought to last night's debate and intends to ensure that additional tools to maintain order are in place for the remaining debates. The Trump campaign believes the changes are being implemented to satisfy Joe Biden and his campaign because Trump bested Biden when it came to emphasizing various important points. Trump's campaign says Joe Biden is trying to work the refs. Biden's campaign says the new set of rules will try to contain Donald Trump's behavior. Now first, let's be clear that Donald Trump should have constantly hammered away at Biden on the question of whether or not Biden would pack the Supreme Court. He should not have let up on that question and should have come back to it over and over throughout the entire 90-minute debate. He should have challenged Biden when Biden referred to him as a clown, a liar, and a racist, and when Biden told him to shut up. It's presumed that Trump will be even more aggressive in the next debate, and that is something that Biden and his handlers apparently fear. The president was not unleashed during the debate, and an unleashed Trump would certainly be too much for Biden to face. Second, let's be clear that in the next debate, President Trump has got to go for the jugular, for the kill. Now, if that seems harsh, remember that the only really thing that counts is winning the debate, and winning the debate means reinvigorating the base to vote. Third, Donald Trump has got to realize that as objectionable as Chris Wallace was in his efforts to make sure he was fair and balanced, giving Biden more than his due, the next moderators will be even more to the left and even more sympathetic to Biden. The president has got to expect more gotcha questions from the moderators to come. Finally, Donald Trump has got to understand that most of the media was against him from the time he announced his candidacy. The overwhelming media were cold to Trump, while Fox News was only lukewarm. Trump said he felt as if he was debating Wallace. Actually, it was more like he was debating two people at once. And the changes the Commission on Presidential Debates is in the process of crafting will only tip the scale in Biden's favor. The president must also be willing to call out the moderator, insisting on being allowed to complete his time without any interruptions. And the Trump campaign should insist that follow-up responses should be allowed, permitting the candidates to respond as they so choose. This is one of the major errors in the first debate, but it's up to the Trump campaign to make sure that the follow-up response and other matters of concern have got to be part of any changes being considered by the Commission on Presidential Debates. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.